John Kukulik Sr. is sitting at his carving booth at the King Island Native Community Building. He's an ivory carver and has the hands to prove it.
I try to make a little bit of everything. Masks, polar bears, wolves. Carved quite a few walrus teeth.
He's working on one of those teeth today. Dust flies through the air as he drills tiny holes into the 2-inch piece of ivory that he'll later fill in with baleen. Kukulik was born and raised in Nome, but his family is from King Island. When members of the Inupiaq community were forced to relocate to the mainland in the 1960s, they brought the long-standing tradition of ivory carving with them.
It's in our culture. It was passed down, long before my time. And I feel fortunate to have this talent.
I love it. I love ivory carving. You know, we get to say whatever we want with our work.
Just like Kukulik, Susie Silik has been carving for decades. She's originally from the St. Lawrence Island community of Gambell. It's that love of carving that led Silik to start an online petition opposing California's new law that bans the sale of all ivory. Section 2 of Assembly Bill 96 defines ivory as, quote, a tooth or tusk from a species of elephant, hippopotamus, mammoth, walrus, whale, or narwhal.
And so this is kind of creating this confusion out there that all the materials listed in these laws is illegal now.
But they're not. The Marine Mammal Protection Act of 1972 makes the interstate sale of walrus ivory legal through its definition of authentic native handicrafts. Gay Sheffield is a biologist with the Alaska Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program in Nome.
Authentic native handicrafts are defined as items that are produced, decorated, or fashioned in the exercise of traditional native handicrafts.
Sheffield says the handicraft definition includes, but is not limited to,
weaving, carving, stitching, sewing, lacing, beading, drawing, and painting.
Sheffield says she understands the effort to protect elephant and other tusked animals in Africa from poachers, but they're not one and the same with the marine mammal she studies in the Bering Strait region.
The general public thinks ivory, elephant, dead elephant rotting in the sun, beautiful elephant with little baby, because it's always on the TV, on the documentaries. What they don't see is walrus ivory, legal harvest, food on the table, economic benefit to rural Alaskans.
It's that economic benefit that has many worried. Carver Susie Silik says ivory brings much-needed cash into rural communities like Gambell. She remembers a buyer from southeast Alaska traveling to the St. Lawrence Island community in the mid-1990s.
Within 3 days, he had purchased $20,000 worth of arts and crafts from the people in just one village. And this is just one buyer.
But now buyers are reacting to California's new legislation. Robert James manages Miraskaya's, a well-known native art shop on Nome's Front Street. He buys from carvers like John Kukulik Sr. and sells their crafts in town and on the road. James had planned to stop at this year's American Indian Art Show outside of San Francisco.
Because of the legislation that passed, I don't think we'll ever be back there. So, yeah, we might have to find a different show.
Back at the King Island Carving Room, John Kukulik Sr. continues to drill tiny holes into the walrus tooth he holds in one hand. He worries about the confusion the new California law will create for buyers, but Kukulik says that won't stop him from carrying on the tradition his ancestors have been practicing for centuries.
I feel that I'll be doing this regardless of what happens, probably till the day I'm gone.
Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Russell.